by the surgeons again, and perhaps by the breast care nurses again, if patients needed that. This was an interesting thing as well. People had different information about the time that they had for the decision-making process. The information could either be explicitly given or not, and if it wasn't given, if people very early in the consultation, when people started to talk about options, didn't say, and you've got this amount of time to make this sort of choice, people just went into panic mode. They didn't really hear an awful lot else because they thought, at the end of this, I've got to tell them what I'm going to do, and And this was all reinforced by the consenting process, which was much, much earlier in the low mastectomy rate unit. And there were a group of surgeons within the unit who would consent the same morning or afternoon that people had first been told they had cancer.